Great news. As a loyal listener, a Jim Norton worshiper, you get 25% off your Ghost Bed order. Some exclusions apply. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton. And upgrade your sleep with Ghost Bed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world, not to mention spooky. October 2nd, Bakersfield. October 3rd, 4th, San Diego. I can't remember all the days, but I was just trying to be funny and wacky, and it failed. I'm going to be in Rochester, Denver, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Huntington, New York, Newton, New Jersey, Herman, Maine. I'm going to be up at Foxwoods in Connecticut in December, Boston in Connecticut in December. JimNorton.com for details /tour.
Jim Norton can save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can help you solve your own problems. Jim is an idiot.
We're live now on Instagram. We start every episode of Jim Norton Can't Save You. Sean Gardini, really funny. You're doing so great, dude. The first time we met was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We did. That was a couple of years ago. And
yeah.
You're a funny stand-up, and
thank you,
you're
man.
Doing really well.
Ah, that means a lot. I appreciate that.
When did you come down here? Did you come down with Shane and those guys like at that,
yeah.
just for the pandemic?
A year ago now.
Do you like it?
I do like it. Yeah, I hate the summer. I didn't think I'd ever miss the cold, but I do.
You do miss the change of it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's like a little... It's like a reverse seasonal depression where it's too hot for too long, so it kind of starts to fuck with you. But other than that, it's sick. I do a lot more stand-up.
You do, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like coming... I like a little bit of a weather change. You just feel like, all right, there's something happening. The same thing all the time would drive me fucking crazy. That's why I cheated in relationships. That was the equivalent of a long summer.
It is. And I'm like a little sweaty freak. Like my hands get all sweaty in the summer and I'm sweating, walking to spots. And
oh, really?
Damp on stage. Like a. Yeah.
I don't have that problem. It's funny. Call in if you want to talk about your scent
glands.
720-820-1337. But that is a problem that I've almost envied on people because I sweat when I work out hard. But I mean, I can do almost anything and not sweat that much. And I always feel like you lose weight better. Like as we're talking, you're thinning your white t-shirt. I'm sitting up fucking straight. I can still feel my side blubber on
I'm
my
thighs.
I'm
getting fatter though. It's embarrassing. I'm getting fatter here specifically. I eat like shit all the time.
By here, do you mean the sides or in Austin?
In the sides and in Austin.
Okay.
Like my little hips and my fucking neck.
Yeah. Sucks, right?
It's humiliating because I've always been like a small guy, you know, so I didn't expect to get fat. But I'm
yawn, people
fat.
Throw fish at me. Yeah, it's fucking when you start getting fat. When you start getting fat, it is the how tall are you?
5'7".
All right, in my height. Okay, you're not a tiny guy.
Nah, well, some people would say we're tiny guys.
They would. It's humiliating, isn't
that
it?
That sort of gets my goat.
I don't like it either. I don't care for it, especially when they're 6'2".
Oh, I hate a big guy. But yeah, Adam, I'm not the sweatiest, but my hands. I mean, I didn't shake your hand because I'm humiliated about my sweaty hands. Every person I ever meet probably thinks I'm disgusting.
Oh, because you have sweaty hands?
The sweatiest, most clammy. It's like a really embarrassing thing I have to do. I do bumps most of the time because I don't want to.
That's why.
It's like, Mike, did you shake my hand?
I think we did a hug.
Okay, good.
Did you ever see the show Taxi?
I can still see my handprints on your shoulders. I love Taxi. I'm a huge Taxi guy.
I think it's one of the greatest sitcoms ever.
I love Andy Kaufman.
Kaufman was amazing.
And DeVito, too. He's so funny.
But that what you're talking about, I'm thinking of Elaine was dating a guy, and one of the jokes was that his hands were always sweaty.
Oh.
And then the bit, you'd see somebody shake his hand, and they just wipe it.
Dude, I notice it all the time. And I try to do the pre-wipe so they don't have to deal with it, but it never works as good as I hope it will. And yeah, I notice it all the time. I shake people's hands, and as they're leaving, they're rubbing their buttocks.
That is so.
It's embarrassing. I don't know what to do about it. I tried to put rubbing alcohol on my hands, to, like dry out my skin and stuff, and it doesn't work.
But did you ever look it up online? I mean, maybe it's just your body. I mean, like who knows? You probably sweat out toxins pretty fast.
Yeah, I have a lot of toxins too. I don't know. I'm very unhealthy, and
oh, are you?
Yeah, but I'm not going to change it.
No, it's fun being unhealthy sometimes, right?
Yeah, more and more people want to be healthy nowadays, or maybe it's just the people I'm hanging out with are getting older, but it really fucking makes me sick.
Yeah.
Waking up early, going to therapy, reading books.
Do you do any of that?
Eating healthy. No. Why the fuck would I do any of that? I don't think about that kind of stuff. I'm trying to read more books because I have to talk a lot and I never have anything to talk about. So I figure if I read more books, it might help with that.
You know, when you start doing stuff like that, we'll get, if there's anyone in the call room, we'll get to somebody in just a moment. When you start seeing your friends die of natural causes, like a good overdose, we're like, I can avoid that. I don't shoot
heroin. Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not enough, though. Oh. I'm rooting for more. But when you start seeing them drop dead, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Can we turn the TV is on? Can we make that just the...
I know, it's women's rugby.
I know, and it's really hard not to enjoy it and watch it. Can you throw me that phone, too? Because I have
that is nice. A nice rugby woman.
I feel like
you and I are similar in that way. Is that like
a sturdy woman?
Sturdy woman, yeah, like a buxom.
Well, do you like? I like all kinds of. I mean, I literally do run the gamut with women. Like, sure. I mean, I'm like literally, I've gone full circle. Do you like when you say sturdy? Do you mean athletic, or do
I've
you like a bit of a fat
before
lady?
Before that, like, I want a woman who can hunt while I gather. That's like the line I use sometimes.
Are you a submissive?
When I'm talking to a fat bitch. Sorry.
Are you? Do you like a fucking fat girl?
No. I wouldn't. I would never call him fat, but. Sure.
Who's this? Like, if you were on the facts of life, would you fuck? Natalie first?
I'm not sure. I'm this reference is beyond. I'm sorry.
I'm an old man. No. Yeah. I'm an old man.
I wish I could. I didn't want to leave. I could have lied and.
Fuck me. No. Fuck me. Fuck, everybody wanted to fuck Blair. Can we look up facts? Like, you'll see Natalie. That might the old cast. It was a sitcom from many years ago. Yeah, there you go. The third picture in there. Yeah. See that now. Natalie is the fucking beefy one on the right.
Sure. Yeah, I like her. I do like the other women more, but
okay. So you know, we're not that far apart.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a good example. I can't like
Melissa McCarthy. Would you let her tinkle
on
you?
Too big for me. No. Okay. Too big. No offense, Melissa. I mean, I'm sure you're lovely, but...
You ever see Silence of the Lambs?
Actually, no.
Oh,
embarrassingly,
fuck.
Yeah.
There's a fat senator's daughter he throws in the well. I'm wondering, if that was the one. Now I'm dying to know who would Sean fuck. Yeah, like that. Like, she's got a nice girth on her, but she's not a behemoth.
I just like a lady that could, like, squish my head with her legs, you know, like that kind of thing. Like an Amazonian-type build.
Tall?
Sure. Yep.
Is that a fetish for
not
you?
Not to be like, perverted or
that's
anything.
Please, it's fucking hot. A nice...
Yeah, like something like this, you know. I wish my head was that watermelon so bad.
And she's squishing it?
She put me out of my fucking misery once and for all.
Squeeze your head so you look like Kennedy.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Wait, have you ever been with like a dominatrix or anything?
No.
Would you, or is that not your thing?
No, I don't think that's my thing at all. It sort of makes me nervous just thinking about it. My hands are dripping.
I say they dry up.
Yeah, my hands are dry.
I didn't do ChatGPT for Sean, if you didn't know.
Oh, what's that?
I've been doing this thing where I have ChatGPT, which I think is so, like, everyone, like, I have it write like two or three roast jokes about every guest, and they're like such that. Your fucking aunt type joke. Like, when you hear them, you're like, oh, you're missing what is truly funny. So once in a while, they'll have one that's good.
That. But I wish I could. Oh, I'd really like that.
Let's go.
Can we get them to write a joke?
Write five roast jokes about Sean Gardini. Let's see what it says.
I hope they're not mean to me.
No, they probably won't. Okay, let's see.
Oh, jeez.
Sean
they're
Gardini
really getting me here.
Looks like the guy who sells you weed, then asks if he can borrow $5.
What the heck?
I mean, Sean's comedy is like his hairline slowly fading, but still holding on for dear life.
The hell
but
is that
true?
To mean? It's like
that's
this
a generic
guy,
joke.
Yeah, they don't even know me.
They do that with every comic, every guy. They did it with Voss, and Voss has a lot of hair because there's nothing in the head to stop the roots. Let's see. He's an idiot.
Well, can I say a thing about Voss, actually?
Sure.
Well, I wonder if this is... I don't want to tell tales out of school or anything.
Oh, no, go ahead. What do they do? Did he have... The minor?
No, he just.
I mean, profession, not age. Boo! Fucking boo! 80s.
ChatGPT wrote that.
Yeah.
One.
No. The ChatGPT rejected that one. Jim Norton did that, and ChatGPT said, "No, you look like an embarrassing fucking Evening at the Improv idiot if you say that."
Well, I don't know if this is right, actually. Okay, we can always cut it out. Just young comics, there's stories. We all have the same, like me and five of my friends have the same story about Voss picking on us, and he uses the same line every time.
Is it this? How long are you doing comedy? 6 months. Get me coffee.
Yeah, he does that. He did that to me 3 times alone, myself. And he's done that to maybe 4 of my friends. Before you could finish, he gives you some money and says, "Go get me a coffee."
I mean, Rich, you're finished. In real life, Rich
I'm sorry,
is a life
Rich,
hack.
I don't mean to hold you to the coals like this, but I just think that's a funny, quirky thing.
Sean, my parents have met all my friends. Like, they met all the comics. The only one they didn't like the first time they met him was Voss. He's the only one who makes a bad first impression.
You didn't charm them?
He's just a fucking hateable guy. He's one of my closest friends. Let's go for a...
He is the man.
Let's go. He's
very nice to me.
He's weird. He's a piece of shit to your face, but you nice behind your back.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
That's a weird thing. You know what I mean? Like, he'll say nice things behind someone's back, but in front of you, he's just a monster.
I appreciate that.
Disgusting person. Okay, let's... I don't want to hit Sean with any more of these harsh ChatGPT jokes. So far, he's taken them so far.
I could only take so much.
Sean's voice is so monotone, even his GPS gets bored and reroutes itself.
That actually sounds like something that someone would say to me in one of my roast battling days.
Do you know, like, once in a while they come close. Like, you'll hear one and you'll go, okay, there's something there. That's a little too, again, too wordy, and reroutes itself. Like, they just, they do the thing that your aunt or uncle does. They talk after the punchline. All right, you're on the phone with us, Sean and Jim. Hello, caller, whoever you are.
I came in when you were doing something about Silence of the Lambs, so I started thinking how funny it would be if the girl in the well starts doing, like, a workout montage, like Sigourney Weaver, to get thinner and smaller so he can't get as much skin off her. But then just to spite him.
I like that.
This is the human embodiment of ChatGPT. Sir, I appreciate your phone call. I would like to say that was an abysmal joke.
God bless you.
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry for that. It hurt all three. You literally just sucked the life out of three people.
Oh, good.
I've never been so demoralized.
Speaking of ChatGPT. Oh.
I literally feel worse right now than I did on September 12th.
That's
how about
Colin.
That AI Patrice thing?
I thought it was funny that they did Bobby Kelly. They did a live bonfire, Bobby Kelly J, and they had an AI Patrice, and it was actually pretty funny. I mean, it sounded like him. It wasn't perfect, but considering he's been dead for Colin was on it, and it wasn't bad. It was just they had some funny lines. I'm sure they wrote it and just programmed it. But I was more impressed with that than I thought I would be, sir. And I actually preferred it to the real Patrice. So I hope they can continue doing that. All right, thanks a lot for the call.
See you, Colin.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. But that really set us off on the wrong foot, Sean.
That wasn't very good.
That was terrible.
No offense, Colin, but...
No, he'd be offended. Literally three of us. I've never seen three people deflate so quickly.
Yeah, I want to take a nap.
I want to just end this podcast. I don't mean you. I mean the whole idea of it.
Sounds like we have a caller.
I am in a small town outside of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Sure.
Shithole, I know.
That's okay. I like Canada. You're on with Sean and myself.
I just want... Hey, man. Yes, big fan of both of yous. Gardini, superstar. Obviously a huge fan of the Secret Todd and the boys. Been listening for a long time.
Thanks, man.
And Jimmy, I mean, I'm 30, so I'm not young. But a young man. One sec, honey. Sorry, I have kids.
Shut
right?
that baby
What are you raising, a fucking Wolverine?
I know,
Wolverine?
Right? My 3-year-old. Renny, Sean, the superstar said, shut up. I've been a big fan of yours, Jimmy, for a long time, listening to the old Opium Anthony.
Thank you.
Anyways, I just want to lead off by saying I'm a big fan of you guys. Question for you, Jimmy.
Sure.
I've been with my wife for 12 years.
Okay.
And the sex life has, taken a hit, as it does.
Sure.
And just not, like, it's not fucking brutal by any means, but, everybody knows what it's like to, the first few months of a relationship.
Yeah.
What do you do to reinvigorate that, frequency or
Yeah, or to spice it up. I know what you're saying. It gets boring after a while. No, are you in a relationship, Sean?
No, not right now.
How long single?
About a year when I moved here.
Now, when you date, do you get bored? Do you deal with this?
Not particularly, no. I think, no, I haven't been in a relationship long enough to get really bored like people say. So, sorry.
No. But it's one of those things where...
It's pretty exciting to me.
Well, I've done that, but here's my suggestion. If you want to take my life experience, I begin cheating unprotected. I have unprotected sex with strangers and sex workers. I'm not saying that's the best advice, but that was how I spiced it up. Because every time it's like, hey, did I give my girlfriend something? It's like Vegas without the fucking plane fare. I don't know, man. I don't know what your wife is like. Was she sexy before? Is it the fact that you have a kid? Is she dirty? Like, I need dirty. I need bells and whistles because I'm a pervert.
Mm. No, for sure. I'm aware of your proclivities. I mean, only through what you've told the public.
Sure.
You know, we're not super vanilla, but also not real far the other way. But it's more of a frequency issue, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Married couples, man, they say that the women just start to, like, not want to fuck as much. Have you gotten fat?
Not particularly. Like, I'm a bigger guy, but I train and I work blue collar. Like,
is she?
I'm 6'2", 260.
Okay, you're a big boy.
Yes, she's also an iron worker.
She's an iron worker?
No.
Oh, it's funny. Rosie the Riveter.
No, I'm just joking. It's my attempt at a joke.
I apologize. No, we enjoyed it. We were hoping it was true. Some fucking Native American wife. She's drunk, 75 floors up, no harness. The American Indians, they're the fucking iron workers. Here's what I would suggest, sir. Talk to her about it. That's my guess. Talk to her about it. Like, because, again, I've done so many things wrong and deceitful. You just talk to somebody and tell them you want to fuck a little bit more or you're not happy. And what would she need you to do to make her more interested?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time. Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Big fans of you both. And thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Godspeed. Good luck to you.
All right. Take care.
So you haven't been in a relationship long enough. What is your relationship typically? How old a guy are you?
27.
Okay, you're a young dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting older, but I don't know. They've been pretty casual in the past. So it's hard to offer advice on that kind of stuff. I mean, and I'm pretty basic when it comes to having sex. And I don't know, it kind of makes me uncomfortable to talk about, but.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't know why, but.
Well, you're a shy guy.
I'm a little shy guy.
But you're a meat and potatoes guy. For sex, just having what people consider normal sex. You fuck a little ass eating. Maybe she ties you up, strap on. The stuff that we all love making one-on-one.
Whoa.
But no, you just like regular. I actually envy that because you're not so shot and jaded that you don't enjoy it the way you're supposed to. It's like it feels good, and then you finish, and that's the end of it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you obsess over it?
No, but it depends. Like, in relationships, the one thing I hadn't empathized with before is that you can't really masturbate as much as you want when you live with a lady.
Great
so
point.
If they wouldn't have sex with me and I really needed to come, that would probably piss me off a little bit. Well, not piss me off, but that would be an issue that
I'd have to sneak
away and masturbate somewhere so I wasn't cranky all day.
You know, that's a good point because a lot of time, but you start to even sometimes look forward to jacking up. Like, there's times my wife would be on the couch and she'd be like, I'm tired. I'm like, go ahead. I'm just real quiet. And then she falls asleep and I fucking sneak in and I quietly tear off two paper towels and I rip four layers of skin off my dick in the fucking office. It's nothing better. Oh, I hear her snoring out there. The dog's asleep and I'm fucking, just jerking off alone. The old days.
Nice.
But yeah, you're right. You don't get a chance to do that stuff as much. It depends on if she lives with you. Like, this is my wife's the first person I ever lived with before. Like, I had girlfriends. I never lived with anyone.
I've never lived with a girlfriend before. I've lived with guys before. But this, since I moved here, is the first time I've lived alone, and I like it a lot.
I like being alone a lot.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it yet, really.
Well, do you isolate? Are you an isolator?
Yeah,
like, you just
I'm
sit
like
there
a hermit, kind of.
You are.
Yeah, I like to just, like, chain smoke in my garage, pretty much.
I mean, look, there's worse.
I don't really like to leave, and, you know, I see people, and they want to go do, like, you know, dates and stuff, but I don't really like doing that kind of stuff.
You like to rather just be in the garage smoking?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You want to go to a movie? No, I've had my eye on my ladder for the last couple of days.
And I don't know if that... people will make me feel sort of weird about it. Like, I'm like, I went out for like coffee the other afternoon and I felt weird about it. Like, I was like, I don't like to be outside during the day. Really, I don't like to go do that. I never really go outside during the day.
What do you, why is that?
I don't know. I just, I'm out pretty late most of the time doing stand up, so I like to sleep and then work on my computer and do podcast stuff and then smoke cigarettes and eat food and then go back out when the sun goes away.
It's kind of like you are in the moment living your dream. Like, there is a fun part in our job where it's like no one can tell you what the fuck to do.
I know, but I don't know if that's a good thing. That, like,
for a little while.
Yeah.
You enjoy it because this way you don't wonder what it would have been like if you had done that. Like, when you meet the girl or whatever you do, you'll know, hey, I had my time hanging out in the garage smoking whatever the fuck I wanted. I was really depressed after a while being single. So now when I'm married and I'm like, fuck, I'd love to just literally fucking shoulder check her off the terrace. She's yapping and annoying me. Ugh. But
I don't look forward to that. There's nothing I desire about that in my life right now. But I feel like someday I might.
When you want it, you'll do it. Like, right. That's it. I was 50, my 50s when I got married. So I ran out. I did everything you could possibly do. And then after a while, I got bored and depressed. But enjoy it for a while. Well, you know, you have fun. You're living your dream. You're doing stand-up, hanging out with funny people. You're in one of the best clubs in the country. Like, it's great. You have a great life.
Yeah, yeah. You got to recognize that more sometimes, I think.
Yeah, guys would kill for our lives. Like, literally, to be able to go, what do I want to do? Do I want to go on the computer? Or do I want to smoke a cigarette in my garage? Yeah, yeah. Like, you're, whatever the fuck you want, you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Shopping for a mattress. Usually pushy salespeople. Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you try it out, sir? Why don't you shut up? Confusing options. Prices that make you sweat before you lie down. It sucks. No one enjoys that. Hey, what are you doing? It's New Year's Eve. We're going mattress shopping. Yuck. GhostBed, on the other hand, they make it simple. Premium mattresses. And this is the best part. Cooling features in every model. They're built to last. Priced up to 50% less than comparable brands. GhostBed, they're a family-owned business with 20-plus years of experience. And their best-selling Lux mattress, it's even nicknamed the coolest bed in the world. And too bad I'm married, because I would love to bring in strange women and go, hey, you want to get into the coolest bed in the world? And they'd probably get really turned on. And then they'd be all cooled off. Boo. I'm bombing, but I'm still doing it. Thank you to the patent tech. Thank you. It says thanks to the patented technology, but I'm such a fool. I said thank you to the patented technology. Like, the patented technology hired me for this read. Thank you to the patented Lux technology. It draws heat away from your body, and no matter what model you choose, every ghost bed comes with their trusted benefits, 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20 to 25-year guarantee, 60,000 five-star reviews. They are the real deal. I have one. We have ghost bed sheets. We have ghost bed pillows, mattress, and pillowcases. And it's super comfortable, and it really is cooling. And I don't know what they do that makes it that, but it's phenomenal. Right now, as a loyal listener, you get 25% off your order. Some exclusions apply. You can go see the site for details. Ghostbed.com. Scary. Ghostbed.com. /Norton and use the promo code Norton at checkout. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. Who's on the phone?
Oh, I'm pretty good, man. Just hanging out on days off before I have to go to my slave fucking job. And it's not bad, man. Yeah, no, I've always wanted to jump on and talk with you, Jim, man. Like, you're fucking deadly, Jim. I, like, always love hearing you go off and making fun of people. They're like, don't understand what's happening.
Edgar?
I love you. Like, look, man, you're a fucking deadly, dude.
Thank you. What is your job?
I can't do this properly. I'm actually a heavy equipment trainer. I work up in the oil sands.
For who?
So, like, when you guys are talking about, like heavy equipment trainer, basically I'm a gatekeeper. Finds out if you're a bullshit artist on your resume, and I'll send you back on a plane back to where the fuck you came from.
Oh, so you wait, do you re-interview people, or do you do, like, are you fact-checking what they've said by just behind the scenes looking at everything?
Oh, 100%. Like, they're like, hey, I can do this, this, and this, and I'm like, all right, cool, man, like, trial by fire, like, hop in there and, like, let's see what we can do. And basically either pull up or you fail miserably. And like, sometimes I feel bad for the guys, but I don't know, man, like, if you have a good attitude and everything like that, like, honestly, like, you know, you can work from that and, you know, open your skill set up. But
what kind of job that, though, man, like, what kind of job are you testing them on? Sorry to interrupt you. What are you testing them on?
Running various pieces of heavy equipment, like, you know, as long as they're doing it safe, like, you know, like ridge frame haul trucks, excavators, bulldozers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, like, basically, like, you know, like the energy sector and everything like that. And basically, like, if you lie, I'm going to find out within 10 minutes. So
something I've always wanted to go up in and do an equipment, because I'm afraid of heights. I don't know if you're afraid of heights.
Nah, not so much.
They terrify me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what I've always wanted to do is those cranes, like the top of the building cranes that are like 90 stories up.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck that. That, like, does, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if you can base jump from that high, but, like, I don't know. Like, when that thing fails, like, it's either you're having dinner with baby Jesus or you're jumping out of that and hoping for the best. I don't know. Like,
well, you don't jump out at 90 stories and hope for the best. I mean, that's not the best thing. I mean, I just want to go in one and well, see what
you have, like that mindset where, like, an elevator fails, you jump at the very bottom, like.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like, the momentum, you wouldn't
know you're gonna die, right?
No.
Oh, we're looking at videos now of these things falling over. It's hilarious. All right, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate you.
Yeah, there's that one in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, he's gonna mention a disaster. Have a good one, man. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, those are scary when they tip over. But whenever I see them, I'm like, I want to fucking wonder what it's like to sit in one of those.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe I am scared of heights because I don't want to do that at all.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I'd be too scared. I am sort of a fraidy cat when it comes to that sort of stuff. But
are you a fraidy cat?
Yeah, but heights and like a balcony and stuff I'm pretty good with, but roller coasters, all that sort of thing, I don't
fuck with roller coasters. No, me neither. Hate it.
Six Flags.
You
New
go?
Jersey.
Hate it.
Yeah, I used to go a lot, but I was always too scared. I'd be a chicken and wait for my friends to get off the rides.
What would you do when you were there?
Sort of just lollygag.
Yeah, that's a great word, too. Lollygagging. It's a great thing to say to a girl when she's blowing you. She's just spending too much time on your balls. Hey, stop lollygagging down there.
Oh, that is a thing that I like, though.
Your balls licked?
Yeah, my testicles licked, yeah.
It feels great. I hope you say it just like that to them, too.
Ooh. It's romantic.
These videos make me.
Yeah,
really
I don't
nervous.
Like these either. When they're all the foreigners.
I actually medicated. I medicated a few weeks ago. Whose content is this? He just scales buildings illegally in Manhattan.
Oh, I would love to talk to him.
I'll ask him if he'll come on.
Speaking of charisma,
Billy.
Former mayor of New York. Fucking.
Shake Shack move was the best move he pulled. Remember that Shake Shack move?
Sure. Oh, wow. Hamburger element. What do you call it? A burger element?
I don't remember, but he's like, you get a free Shake Shack if you get the vaccine.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio. And then he said, is there a burger element? Because he was eating fries. And he said, is there a burger element to this?
What a dork.
Literally the least charisma I've ever seen on a person. But I'll tell you one thing. He's probably a swinging dick because his wife was a lesbian before she met him.
Oh.
He's a tall, dorky white man, and he pulled a black lesbian and changed her into being his fucking wife. Like, that's a guy who probably really knows how to put it down.
Yeah, that's a good point. Man.
If you have a woman who is a hardcore college lesbian, and then you fucking turn her around, and she's like, I gotta be with you forever. He's a big, tall, lanky idiot.
Big Bill.
Terrible mayor, but he probably does nothing but fuck. Hats off to de Blasio. All right. Anybody on the phone? You're on the phone?
All right. My question is, how do I get my girlfriend to blow me more?
I don't know. You want me to draw a map from your arm to the back of her head? You fucking grab it like a basketball and fucking guide it down towards your dick.
Have you tried asking nicely?
That is the other option. You could say, hey, could you please toot on this thing?
Yeah, I definitely tried asking nicely. I'm trying to go with Jim's way.
Well, does she blow you at all?
Yeah, every once a month, maybe.
Are you sweaty? Do your balls stink? Sometimes we don't realize our balls are gamey and a woman doesn't like it.
I try to shower pretty often. I feel like I'm a pretty clean dude.
Okay.
I'm not that thing. I don't got smegma or nothing.
Well, then what's this lady's problem?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, Sean, you said you like your balls licked. Say testicles. Hold on 1 second, sir. I'll be right with you. I'm going to ask my friend a question. Now, because Sean indicated earlier that he liked his testicles licked.
Yes.
Will you ask a girl to do that? Or
yeah.
Do you do... Okay, so what do you say to her? Would you lick my balls or do you just indicate?
Yeah, pretty much. I go, do you care? Would you like to suck on my testicles and lick them and stuff or whatever? And then the more comfortable I get with them, the more explaining I do.
Oh, how you like it licked. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that. No. Pull it away from the leg. Lick where the leg meets the ball.
Yeah,
start
that's
there,
really good.
Swoop under the vas deferens, work your way up the other side.
Yuck. I don't really talk about this stuff much. I'm getting a little embarrassed.
Oh, don't be. It's great. It's no, I know. We let it all hang out here. But if there's any eligible ladies listening, Sean has a very specific way that he would, and you'll forgive if I say, he would like his testicles worshipped.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I like my balls like for a second. I can't take a whole lot of it. A little bit, but I don't like my nuts worked on for too long, just a minute or so.
It's just my thing, I guess. I don't know.
It's not a crazy thing. It's a nice feeling. So, sir, she doesn't blow you that often. Have you ever asked her? I mean, Sean's idea, you could just ask her nicely, is probably the best idea.
Okay.
Or you could eat her pussy.
Yeah.
And then be like,
I do that.
What about a little something in return?
Yeah. Or turn around. Like, eat her pussy and then just kind of turn around while she's laying back and then just lower your bag and anus on her face.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I would talk. Have you ever tried asking her? Have you said anything to her and she's responded negatively, or does she just avoid the area? Maybe she does it toothy. Maybe some ex told her she had fucking toothy head and she's nervous about it.
Well, she doesn't make me come, and she's always too tired is her excuse. So I think there's a little bit of not coming is making her upset.
She probably feels she's not, I can't do what he wants. I don't love doing it anyway.
Yeah, but I love it either way.
Yeah, that's the worst. Maybe she doesn't like giving head. Some girls just don't like giving head.
Yeah.
Sucks.
We call them little stinkers.
Little stinker. You got a little stinker. I would say, if I'd be on the phone with a lawyer tomorrow. All right. How do I get rid of this fucking tiny mouthed lady who doesn't want to blow me?
I'm sorry. I hope you get a blowjob soon in the future.
Yes.
And
I wish.
Try asking nicely, and if that doesn't work, I don't know what the hell you're going to do.
I think you move on. I think you move on and you find a new life partner. Do you want to be 70 still going, gee, I hope she changes her mind soon. I want a blowjob.
Oh, no, that sounds horrible.
It is horrible. So trust me when I tell you. You got to nip. You ever see The Sopranos when fucking Robert Loggia's there and Gandolfini goes, you remember Richie Aprile? Got to nip this thing in the bud. That's what you got to do. You nip it in the bud. She's not sucking your dick. I would suggest an immediate divorce. All right, thanks a lot, fella. Good luck. You and your dry dick.
So long.
It works out for you.
Heavy balls and dry
dick. Heavy balls and a dry dick. That is the worst, though, when you want whatever it is. When you want something and you're with someone that just doesn't inherently like doing it. It's fucking frustrating.
Yeah, that's tough.
Have you met anyone that didn't like licking your balls?
No, they haven't admitted it.
Okay, so as long as they do it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
As long as they... Never mind.
No, as long as they was. As long as they...
They're not complaining.
As long as they're not complaining. It's hard with a mouth full of bag. Yeah. Oh, you're there. Your fucking legs are back. You're laying in an oil stain in the garage, smoking a cigarette. She's tonguing your fucking stinky bag. The life of Riley. All right, you're on the phone. Hello, you're talking to Sean and Jim?
Sorry. I didn't realize I got connected.
Okay,
so... Jim, I had a question for you, sir. I've got a terrible scat fetish, and I was wondering if you are still into that, and if you can, if you are still into it, then I don't know if you can help me too much, but I'm trying to get out of it because it's negatively affecting my health.
Well, I'm not into scat, sir. I'm a piss. I've done a lot of scat jokes, and I think it's a great word, but for me, it was always piss. And I don't think that...
Oh, I remember jokes about duty logs. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of jokes about everything, sir, but sometimes we just decide to be cute. But no, is that you got to be careful with shit, I'm sure. Right? Imagine it probably doesn't taste very good. Although you should eat, my wife cooks, you know. Regular guy, jokes around. But I would say that's probably a big health hazard to consume that. What do you mean it's hurting? Piss is very clean. Like, it tastes like popcorn, it's salty.
Well, there's septic issues.
Septic issues? Well, yeah, you don't want to get...
Issues with sepsis, yeah.
So do you consume?
Yeah, are you munching these turds?
Not usually. There's a little bit of anal play and then some scat play. But my doctor's telling me I need to get away from it. Maybe because you were in Sex Anonymous or whatever, you had some advice. I'll take my answer off the air.
No, here's what I would say. Okay, thanks for the call. What I would say is this. If it's anything that's sexual, it's hurting your health, stop doing it. Who talks to their doctor about that? I've never told my doctor I've had piss on me, but he's never asked. If he did, I would be truthful. But I guess shit is very unhygienic, so you got to be very careful.
I wish he didn't hang up. I'd like to talk to him, but I guess he doesn't. So maybe it's a little shameful, but...
Sure.
What does that entail? Like, I get eating... I've licked...
Assholes
of course before. But what is the little bit of extra that he included in there? Because he said he wasn't munching turds. So then what is he getting?
I'm guessing he fucks them and then licks them, or maybe they put a dildo in his ass. I don't know. He wasn't specific enough. But I would love to get more information. But I imagine you can get, like, hepatitis from that. You got to be super careful.
I mean, that is repulsive.
Yeah. And does he like them solid, or does he just put a fucking funnel in his mouth after a Mexican meal and have a girl give him what he likes to call a fucking a good stew throating?
Get an ice tray and leave it in there.
A nice wet evacuation into an ice tray, and you treat yourself all week.
Man, that's how I feel very grateful that I'm not inclined to do anything like that.
Yeah, just having your balls like this pretty healthy.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a normal guy.
Now, are you, when you're getting your balls, are you just kind of laying there quietly? I can just picture you for some reason laying back very stiffly, just having your balls serviced.
Yeah, that's sort of exactly what I do.
Just relax.
Like some encouragement, I guess.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Good job. All right, let's see if we can go to... yes. Let's see here. Hello. Hi.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Sure. The Carl from Rochester guys, clearly a WATP reference. A shame it's not a real caller, but
Oh, it's a reference to, I figured it was something. What's it a reference to?
Who are these podcasts?
Oh, how did I not? Carl is a guy who's really funny up there. And I guess Dr. Steve was going on. Yeah, Carl and Who Are These Podcasts? I love those guys. So I didn't catch the reference. All right. Well, I just gave him literally good advice.
Oh, no worries. I feel like a boob for even catching it.
No, don't be. I'm glad I know.
My question.
Just killed my heart on.
My question for you guys is, I've gotten myself into a bit of a comedic snafu in my relationship.
What happened?
I moved out to Austin about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, and I met my girlfriend, and at the same time, a reality show reaches out, and I go along with it for the bit, and then next thing you know, I'm in too deep. So I spent essentially 3 years dating my girlfriend, or 3 months dating my girlfriend, while also being on reality TV, and now that's airing in about 2 months, and she does not know about it. How do I navigate that conversation?
What was the reality TV show? What did you do?
Not a whole lot. Honestly, I just had to like go in for a bunch of interviews. I ended up not like fully committing to it, but I taped like about 5 or 6 hours of stuff. I'm not allowed to say what the show was, but it's high profile enough where I know all of her dumb friends are going to watch it.
Well,
it took place in Austin.
What is the push of it? Meaning, why would she care that you did that unless it was something where you're trying to fuck another girl?
Well, yeah, I mean, the purpose of the show was definitely involving fucking other women.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know. I would say brace her. I would tell her first.
Yeah, I'd say honesty is the best policy.
I mean, that's not a bad thought, and I've got at least two
like
shirts that say the same thing.
Broken again, or...
What's that?
I said I can't just play the Honey Netflix is broken card over and over.
No, because her dumb friends will be texting her. So here's why you want to tell her. Because you want her to at least have a response ready when her friends are texting her. Like, yeah, I know. He told me about that.
Mm.
You don't want her to get all jammed up. And then she'll feel like you're lying because you're caught. Even though if you think you're going to get away with it on reality TV, you'd be a dope anyway. When did you tape this stuff?
I think it was around last October. And it's supposed to air in the spring. So I just got this kind of ticking time bomb. I don't know how much they're going to use of it. To be honest, I was just kind of fucking around the whole time. I kept on, anytime they had interview questions, I would try to answer and incorporate Rich Voss and plug his dates.
Oh, come on. I hope that's true.
For some reason, it's completely true. I don't know how they didn't catch on to the fact that I was fucking around the whole time. I told them my favorite comics were Rich Voss and Tom Myers, and the doctor lady goes like, oh, so a really dry sense of humor. I'm like, yeah, dry. Yeah.
Is Tom Myers the guy that Nick Mullen would always fuck with?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Oh, you know him too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, bong hit transplant.
Okay. All right, well, I would just suggest telling her. Thank you. Thank you for the call, man. Good luck, brother.
Thanks.
See ya. Oh, yeah, I don't know the story. I know that a guy I knew is a big fan of Nick's podcast, and he would say that Nick was obsessed with this guy. I would always talk about him.
Yeah, he became, infamous because Nick would tease him a lot.
Was he a bad comic?
I mean, he's not going to like me saying this, but yes.
Okay.
He's pretty much the worst comic.
Is he?
Yeah.
Has he learned to
embrace...
He's a nice guy, or no?
He's nice enough, but he's not embracing his infamy at all. He sort of resents Nick and will still make horrible jokes at Nick's expense online and stuff like that. It's very weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because the only way I know his name, unless I've met him and don't remember, was my friend's son, who's he's 19. He's like, hey, yeah, this guy's performing and we're going to go and heckle him. I'm like, who?
Yeah.
He's like, well, no, Nick Mullen. He kind of told me the Cumtown story.
Yeah, I did a show with him a long time ago in Philly once at the Victoria Free House. It's no longer there. He brought a bunch of CDs, sold them all.
Did he?
But it was all just open mic comics in the crowd that wanted to laugh at him, not with him. Just kind of a sad...
Yeah, you don't want to be that when you're... again, we all get laughed at on some level, but you want to at least have some respect. You know what I mean? You want people to respect you a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's been sort of quiet lately as far as I know, but hopefully he's still out there kicking.
All right. Who's next? Who's next on the phone? Let's help somebody.
Yeah, let's look for some advice.
Let's save a life.
Why don't we?
Hello, you're on the phone with Sean and Jim Norton. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jim and Sean.
Hey.
I'm great. My name is...
Stop trying to make one up. Just whatever. You don't want to. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a really funny one.
How about your real initial? First initial. I'm leaning towards F.
F, not K.
Okay, what's up? What do you want to talk about?
It's not really as much of a question. I'm more of calling to brag. I had sex with my first trans girl.
Oh, okay. Where was it, and how did you meet her?
It was at her house and on Twitter.
That'd be funny if he was like, yeah, her husband was out of town doing stand-up comedy.
And I realized that he paid my wife $70 to fuck all her holes, or both of them, not all of them.
140.
Sorry, that's rude.
Yeah, 140. 70 per hole, no condom. Wow. She let me raw dog it, and then we fucking jerked off on a framed kiss poster. Sorry. For Pete's sake, that sounds familiar.
No, she broke.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Did you like it?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. She it drove me crazy. We were kind of sideways 69ing, and then I heard her opening up her drawer, and put a vibrator on the head of my dick, and it was fucking great. I was like, God damn it. I've been with so many broads. None of these chicks has ever fucking pulled out a fucking toy.
Well,
what the fuck?
Was she a working girl?
This trans girl blew me away.
Is she an escort?
Yeah.
You blew her away.
Yeah, exactly. It was mutual. You returned the favor. Yeah, of course, any sex worker won't. It's something vibrating on the head of my dick. I don't think I would love that.
I'm not a fan of the vibration stuff.
No. I've had them a couple on my asshole. This girl used to massage me and do it once in a while. But if it was light, I could take it. But too much, it tickles. It becomes distracting. You feel like a goose. Not necessarily for me. But I would say, good for you. Are you going to see her again?
I'm actually chatting with her like right now, and I've got like 4 missed messages being on hold for so goddamn long.
Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to cock block twice. Apologize.
That's all right.
All right, well, have fun with her, man. Know. Go see her. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Hey.
Congratulations.
I probably will. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right, buddy. Congratulations.
Word them up, Doc.
I like that when people try new things.
The spice of life.
Yes. Well, who's on the phone?
Oh, my God, man. Mr. Norton, I've been a fan for years, bro.
Well, thank you.
All right, let me cut to the chase because y'all are... Yeah, and please. Sean, also good stuff.
Thanks, dude.
By the way, I know you guys were talking about the crane falling and climbing that stuff.
Yes.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and one of those actually fell on a drawbridge and killed a few people like
Holy
a couple
cow.
Months ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Was that where there was only 6 people killed because it was such a crazily... Oh, no, that was the boat hitting the bridge.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that where it fell on the car? Oh, Jesus
yeah,
fucking Christ.
That was actually on my way home from work, man.
And the guy's getting out. Who did it kill? The guy's getting out of his car.
I think it killed the person falling from the crane. I think it like disconnected, and then I think a few people fell, and then I think the guy in the car.
Okay.
I don't know. I got to read that again. But
dude, the top piece is falling off, and it bounced onto a car, and the guy gets out. So he lived.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Right.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. That's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous, man. I've listened to you. You've made me shit my pants laughing, man. So it's a little, whew, you know?
Thank you very much, sir. And a lot of times that is how it is. When the first time someone talks to a major celebrity, they always feel like a certain sense of panic. I understand. But I'm used to it. I'm very magnanimous.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? Tell me about your day.
So, Jimmy and Sean, my name is Cole.
Hi,
and
Cole.
I have a really weird. Kind of, how you doing?
People.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Cole.
So my thing is, I've been going out with this guy for about a month now, right?
Are you gay or are you just
we
trying it?
Around and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm hand to my heart, man. I'm
Wait, no, no. I said, are you gay or are you just trying it?
No, no, no. I'm gay.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything's going pretty well. And, I mean, we fooled around a little bit. But one day we went out to a restaurant, and there was live music. And they were playing, like, you know, Steely Dan and all those old hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, like, you know, bopping my head and singing a little bit, not too loud, but just to be like, like, enough to where I look like I'm enjoying it. And he shot daggers at me. And I was like, what's this about? And he said, I don't know. You're just being, that was a little too much. People might not. You'd just be glad I called you out on that versus someone else. And in my head, I'm thinking, who in the fuck would call someone out for enjoying music like that? Even when it's like, it's not like I'm flipping other tables and stuff. You know, I'm just bobbing and singing a little bit to the classics.
Well, if Sean's not going to say it, I will.
Bam!
I don't know because I didn't see you. Now, 2 things. Did he not want people to know you were on a date?
Yeah.
Or is it one of those things where like he was just embarrassed? Some people, like if I was out with anybody and they started singing along loudly, reeling in the years, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, that would sort of tick me off too.
I would hate it.
It wasn't that loud, Jimmy. Oh. It wasn't that loud. It was like it was by the ocean. So on top of me just going like, oh, you really like quietly, there's wind and other people talking. So my thing is, I still kind of like the guy.
Okay.
But that just kind of put a damper on it, and I'm a little confused on if I should continue going or if it's just like, if we go out again, will it happen again? Or
well, hold on.
For some context, he's effeminate, so like it's obvious he's.
Okay, so you're not too straight. You're not trying to look straight.
Yeah. So
it's obvious you're out of it.
No, I'm the straight one. I'm the one that does that. That's me.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you say you feel like there's a damper. So does he. Like, because he sees you as this alpha guy or the more dominant, and he sees you fucking cooing along, you know, fucking, you know, snapping to a Roberta Flack song. And he's like, what are you fucking doing here, pal? So you both have to kind of get over that moment. when you experience the ick in a relationship, you can try to communicate with your partner. Practice self-care. Fucking AI stinks. Practice self-care. Have you ever had that when you're out with a woman, like where she does something or you do something? I'm asking Sean, where it's just like, fuck, that was cringy.
I'm sure I have, but I'm pretty easy to get over that sort of stuff. And I'll bring it up too. I'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we've all had those little like things that we did.
I'm trying. I mean, yeah, I have a lot of those, but it's hard to pull one out of.
And we're probably time. Like, yeah, I don't know if I should. Like one time, a woman caught me digging in my nose with a spoon and eating it.
It's a little embarrassing.
Oh, it was the worst. It was like one of those little fucking cocktail sauce spoons with the shrimp.
What are you doing? How delicious.
Yeah, maybe I would say just don't mention it. Don't put a light on it. And then just kind of move forward. It's one of those little embarrassing. Maybe he's embarrassed when people look over at him. Like, who knows? So maybe you drew attention to the two of you. We all have those little things that irk us. I don't think it's a deal killer.
But here's the thing, Jimmy. Oh, okay. Here's the thing, though. It's like there. Oh, I'm sorry. It was like there was so much noise going on. It's like, what am I? Like, what attention am I bringing? But you know, I get it.
Yeah, it happens once in a while. I don't know. I would say just yeah, whatever. It's one of those little weird things. It's a lot of noise. You're singing. Maybe he wanted it quieter. You were contributing to the racket. Maybe he was enjoying the sound of the ocean waves crashing, and then you're belting out Caribbean Queen. He said, "Shut up." I'll be honest, I'm on team him. I would probably hate that too if I was out with somebody.
I think so too. I'm sorry, but I think so too.
If I was on a date with someone and they started belting out a song at the table, yeah, at least he told you about it and didn't just ghost you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe he likes you too.
You know what? That's something to find out. But yeah, I'm going to put a fist up his ass for that one.
I don't blame you. That's how you straighten somebody. Do it when you're wearing a catcher's mitt or a fucking first baseman's glove with that nice wide web. Really show them who's boss.
Busting out my old baseball skills again.
All right, buddy. Good luck. Hope it works out.
Yep, good luck.
Godspeed.
Thank you.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself when you're out with a woman? Like done something like, why did I just do that or say that?
Definitely, but I wish I could remember something specifically.
Are you confident when you date women? I mean, I'm always kind of insecure. Like yeah, when I'm too. Just... Are you okay after a set meeting someone?
Depends how the set went, I guess.
Oh, of course.
Normally, I do the thing which is also equally as embarrassing as even if I did do well, I'll be like, oh, I'm the worst. Oh, you know, I do that and it's embarrassing, but it's a way to protect myself and maybe get a little nice compliment.
You also probably are one of those guys that never wants to have the moment where you're like, wow, that was good. And then you realize people go, no, it wasn't.
It's
like,
yeah, I've never said it was good.
Yeah, it's important, though. I think I've done that, too. It's important to have an accurate assessment of it. Like, that was good. That was really a great set. Or like, oh, that was terrible. You know, you want to be accurate with it so you know what you're doing right and wrong.
Mm.
Although you probably do know, right, internally?
Yeah, in my head. But outwardly, I always bash myself.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same.
It's a cowardly thing.
It is, but I get it. Now I've turned. This is a new leaf for Jim Norton. Now when I do a set, I'll walk off and I go, I hope you caught that. Yeah, people. But you're funny, though. Like, people who can watch themselves and who love watching themselves. Again, I'm not talking about watching a tape, but, like, who literally. Any comic who can comfortably watch themselves in front of other people is probably a sociopath.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Would you want to watch your set right now with other people in the room?
No, I'd rather blow my brains out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't watch them alone. I don't record myself. I don't do any of that. I can't.
Really?
Yeah, I just can't.
Oh, I would. Only because I'm okay doing it.
I know
it.
I should, but I...
Yeah. The reason I'm okay doing it is I see it as part of it. That's like the work part of the job. Like, it's one of those things where I'm not doing it out of ego or like, aren't I great? Or like, I'm like, just, this is a fucking... This is like learning what I'm doing right and wrong work-wise. Like, so I can do it for that reason. But I just put up a clip the other day, and I was happy with the material, and I had my glasses in my front. What a fat pig I look like. That fucking Bryce Mitchell joke. What a fat slob.
Joke.
But I'm wearing like a fucking... I am fatter than I should be, but I'm not as fat as I look in that clip. You're sitting next to me. You check me out. I look fucking... No, but I'm still like fucking out of shape. But I mean, in that clip, if I was watching that, I'd be like, oh, look at this fat guy telling some jokes.
Yeah, I get really self-conscious about that too.
How you look,
the
right?
Photos, yeah, because the mothership has photos every time, and yeah. I'm always looking fat in them.
Who did we take a picture? Oh, we had Christina Mariani on recently, nice. And she's very funny. Did I say her name right?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I think you were correct.
No, no, no.
I'm sorry, I put it wrong. Christina Mariani is very funny. We took a photo together after, and all I can think of is, like, she's very photogenic, and I just look like a slob. I didn't see the picture, but I know I look awful. Fucking fat, fucking like an autist smile. Just terrible.
You don't have to worry about that with me.
No, I think we both lift each other up as we both collapse in a weird way. Yeah. Hi, you're on the phone with Sean and Jim. How are you?
Hey, I miss hearing you every day, Jimmy.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, now you can hear me here, both spelled differently. I'm just being cute. What's your name?
This is Scott from Delaware.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
All right, so I've got a little predicament. I caught my sister-in-law cheating. And she saw me, didn't even try to hide it. She made an offer to me to fuck her if I keep it quiet.
Is this real?
Exact words, I know you've always wanted to fuck me. If you keep this between us, you can do whatever you want.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, one thing at a time. Let me just slowly build this into my fucking dick. Now, first, this is a real thing? How did you catch her?
I had a meeting at an airport in Philadelphia. In a hotel, she walked in with somebody she was fucking right into me. There was no way to avoid it. So we just talked about it right then and there.
Wow. How long has your brother been married to her, and what's your relationship like with your brother?
It's not my brother. It's my wife's brother.
Oh, so sorry. Oh, okay. Do you like him?
He's a good, decent guy. But you know what? They've got 3 kids. I have 2. If I don't say something and I get outed that I knew, I'm going to be fucked for not telling anybody. If I follow through and do this because I want to, I'm going to get fucked because I'm going to get caught.
It will blow up. You got to be careful of that. Like, and I hate to say that because all I'm thinking of is you have to not only fuck her once, but a whole bunch of times. But as soon as you fuck her, then you equally have things on each other. And if her relationship ends, then for all those years after, she has got dirt on you.
I never thought of that.
I didn't think about that either.
Yeah, so it's almost like I understand the desire to do it, and I'm a weak man. I would have done it right. I would have fucking Jerry Falwell Jr. in the corner and jerked off watching her fuck this other guy. But it's dangerous because it's going to explode. It's too enticing. That's one that you just got to jack off and think about. But if you love your wife, it's gonna blow up in your face.
I agree with that, but then do I tell my wife what I saw? Because I'm also concerned if I don't say something and it comes out years down the road that I knew, I'm fucked that way too.
I don't know. Do you tattle or not?
I don't think I would. Like, there's some times where you just...
I'm a blabbermouth. I'd probably tattle.
Oh, you on purpose, or would it slip out?
I would have to get it off my chest eventually.
Oh, you would, yeah.
Yeah, after like enough Thanksgivings or whatever, it'd be too uncomfortable for me to keep the secret. But I'd be like, don't make a big stink about it, though. That's what I would. You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah, but the sister would absolutely. Because in family stuff, they don't worry about, I'm going to protect my husband. You saw my husband at an airport hotel. Like, they don't care about that. Yeah. You're going to be. And do you like this woman? Is she a nice woman? What does she look like?
Super smoking hot, very nice. I had no idea this was going on, but I, to be honest with you, I wish I never saw it because I don't know how to handle it right now.
I know you've always wanted to fuck me. That to anyone who's like, that's how they're going to handle it, that's someone that goes full bore, and that to me is a problem waiting to happen. Like, that, I'm not saying this in a moral way. It's a problem waiting to happen if you fuck her.
It was an accurate statement she made, by the way. 100% accurate.
And she knows it. And people always know. You've always wanted to fuck her. How did she phrase it to you? The guy was there and she goes, hold on, let me talk to this guy. How did she separate herself from the gentleman she was there with?
She just walked away. She said, give me a minute. And she said, okay, you caught me. Just owned it immediately.
And then what'd she say?
If you keep this between you and me, we can have fun. I know you've always wanted to fuck me.
And when did all of this amazing stuff happen?
2 months ago.
And have you talked to her since or seen her since?
I've seen her at Christmas time.
And how did she act towards you?
like nothing ever happened. It was unbelievable.
So there was no moment where she eyed you up like you had a secret between you. It was just done and she had moved on.
In my mind, I want to think there was a moment, but there was definitely no moment.
So maybe she really doesn't want to fuck you. And maybe for her, that would be too close to home. But that was a survival thing for her to say. I wouldn't do it and I wouldn't pursue it. The moment is kind of past, but it's okay. You were right not to do it. And I'm a fucking bag of filth. And believe me, I'm all for it. But this is one that will ruin your marriage.
But do I agree with that?
Oh, sorry.
Part.
Do you tell?
Do I say something?
No, I wouldn't at this point. First of all, you only saw her in the hotel. Did she fuck the guy? Was it her first time? Like, you don't know any of the details. And I know what you're saying, but sometimes, like, I don't think I would get involved with that.
And I think if the story does come to everybody's knowledge, your word's more reliable than hers at that point. So you could be like, I don't know what she's talking about. I never saw her.
Or I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But then again, do you like the brother-in-law? It's almost like if I found out, like, somebody was... Like, if I saw Bonnie's... Well, I'm friends with Bonnie, too. If I saw Bonnie, I would understand. Finally. She wouldn't even be fucking a guy. She'd just be sharing an encyclopedia with him, and they'd both be reading passages. I don't know. How much do you like the guy? Do you like him better than his wife, or do you like the wife better than him?
I like the brother-in-law better than the wife, but again, if I get involved in this, it's going to be a fucking disaster for everybody. I think I'm just going to take your initial reaction and say, fuck it, I'm not saying a fucking word. And yeah, I'll deal with it if it comes out down the road.
Yeah, you might have to step back. It's not like you walked in while she was blowing him. It was one of those things where, because then she may actually, you never know, she may lie and say, yeah, and he told me that if I didn't say anything, if I fucked him, he wouldn't say anything. She may throw it back on you and lie. Because obviously, she's that quick. If she's that quick to go, yeah, you caught me. Do you want to fuck me or not?
Like, yeah, that's a devious woman.
That's a devious woman. You can at least get your balls licked. Right? So technically not cheating. Yeah. No, but then you're almost blackmailing her into sex. You don't need that shit. All right. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate the call. We have a couple more to get
this
to.
This actually, I don't know if you want me to talk. Yeah. This kind of happened to me once. But it was at the Stress Factory, because we're both from Middlesex County. I wanted to bring this up.
You and I are?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So okay.
You're a New Jersey legend. That's pretty cool. All my family loves you and stuff.
Thank you.
I would go to the Stress Factory all the time. I would show my driver's permit to get in, because I needed to prove I was 16.
Yeah.
And I went and saw Colin once when I was 16. And my friend's, I won't say who it was, but my friend's dad was there with a woman. And we went up to him immediately, because we had to walk by to get, like, set.
Yeah.
And he was like, is so-and-so here? Did you come with his son? Like, you know, is so-and-so here? And we were like, no. And he was like, all right. He was very short. He was like, all right, we'll talk to you later then. And then I told my buddy that it happened, because I was kind of being a jerk, I guess. But I thought it was really funny.
It is.
And then he was like, oh. And then the next day he was like, I asked my dad about that. He said it never happened. He said you were lying. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I was. I was just fucking with you. Because I didn't have the heart to tell him that. I definitely wasn't
good for
lying.
You. What a good thinker you are, Sean. To do.
I was 16 years old.
You took
old.
The hit. You're like, I'm not going to wreck the guy's marriage or ruin my friend's relationship with his father. Who knows? His mother's pussy probably stinks. Father's doing the right thing, going out to see Colin. What's going to get you blown faster than watching Colin mumble for an hour? Jesus Christ, you know that guy didn't get laid. I love Colin, but he is a pussy dryer. Colin is a fucking...
I loved it. That was my favorite. I used to go see. I saw you there. I told you the story before. I don't know if you remember, but my aunt Kathy saw you there in, like, I think it was after Monster Rent, whatever year that was. And she gave you a kiss on the cheek after the show. And her husband her boyfriend at the time walked from New Brunswick to South River home, because she was so mad that she kissed you on the cheek.
I mean, I'm so happy I whipped him into exercising.
Isn't that a funny story?
I don't know. It's crazy.
I've told you that story before, my Aunt Kathy will like that I told it to you.
Is she still with the guy or no?
No. They got divorced, and then she got remarried. That guy died, and now she's getting married again.
That's so crazy.
Nice lady.
To be that. Was it a flirty kiss or just like I enjoyed you kiss?
I think it was a cheek kiss. She just loves you. From O&A and stuff at the time. And yeah, he was so jealous that she kissed you on the cheek. It took like a disposable. She still has the picture.
I would love to see that picture.
I mean, people talk about you all the time because when they find out I do stand up from, because I'm from Monroe Township, and you're from New Brunswick,
North Brunswick.
So people talk to me about you all the time. You signed my first girlfriend's mom's yearbook, and you wrote a little mean thing.
Oh, did I? What did I write?
You were like, you stink, see you next year, or something like that.
I was hoping you were going to say I signed her tits.
No. You were a youngster. You were like maybe 10.
We were kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Off air, I'll ask you her name.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tell you.
What's her first name? Can you say it, or is it too crazy?
I can't say because I don't remember, honestly. Okay. We dated when we were in high school, so... And I don't know her maiden name either, because she was, I know her married name.
Oh, well, I'll ask you off air for
it. Yeah, I'll tell you.
We'll call her in.
This is just New Jersey stuff.
That's fine, New Jersey talk.
I like to talk about New Jersey talk.
I like it too. Who doesn't like, I'm looking right into the camera and I'm challenging the audience. How do you not enjoy this? You like Springsteen, you like Nicholson, you like Danny DeVito?
Yeah, Sayreville.
You fuck? All right, I made his aunt's husband. I'm so happy that
Isn't that a good story?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done quite
a few. He's a piece of shit, though, you know.
So obviously, he's jealous about that. He's an asshole.
They stayed together for like 10 years after that.
A woman kisses a fucking a Hollywood star.
A big hunk.
Hey, how do you not kiss a fucking, forgive me for saying this, a dreamboat?
Sorry.
It's an understandable reaction from anyone. All right. Hi, you're on the phone with Sean and myself.
My name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you for calling.
It's an honor to be on the same line as the guy whose doctor told him to stop eating poop. But,
yeah.
I wanted to talk about, you were mentioning the AI jokes earlier, huh?
Yep.
That you just didn't think they had like the essential quality of funniness.
They miss something. Again, I keep saying somebody's aunt, but they sound like an unfunny person attempting to be funny.
I read this article where it's talking about, it's like there's a different ones other than ChatGPT, and ChatGPT's inputs are all like HR copies.
Oh,
so it is going to be like, you know, the least fun. It's like, Christmas card humor. But then there are these ones from this thing called Code Da Vinci 002, where the jokes are like, they do onion headlines and they're pretty crazy. Have you ever pooped on somebody in your travels?
Pooped on somebody?
In your travels?
No, sir.
In your travels?
In your travels? No, I didn't. No, but I did grab my bedpost and do it on my own.
In one of your adventures.
Yes, on your adventures. When you were out exploring. No, I pissed on someone in a hotel, though. That was nice. Give her a good fucking...
Oh, that's fire.
Oh, yeah, one more call. Why not?
Hey, Sean and Jim. It's Ty in Denver.
Hey, Ty.
I was calling. Everybody's asking relationship shit. Mine's a little bit more, I don't know, local. is there a proper or what I say acceptable gift to give a homeless person? Because I scarred myself like 2 years ago leaving a gas station. I gave this guy a bottle of Perrier. He looked at me like it was a fucking Pine Sol bottle. He just stared at me.
There's a homeless guy.
And yeah, I could just guy.
Oh, sorry. There's a homeless guy outside this place I always shop at. Normally, it's like my local supermarket. When I walk out, like I know he's begging for money. But a lot of times, I'll buy them food, something to eat. And I'll always, when I hand it to them, say, normally I shop at Whole Foods. I let them know that. Give them money or give them fucking, buy them some food.
Cigarettes or food or something.
Yeah, cigarettes. A homeless
guy. Homeless guys love cigarettes
and
money.
Yeah. I mean, cigarettes.
Lick his balls while he looks at a bunch of nails in a chock full of nuts can.
I mean, there's a guy down on the corner that's always there from where I live, and I saw a dude the other day giving him Marushin, like the ramen, but the ones in the bags. Like, you gotta have a pot and a fire and shit.
Yeah, that's silly.
Like, I don't know. What, like, is there a food? Is it like in a burrito? I mean,
I'll buy a sandwich. I usually buy like chicken sandwiches. I buy them two like Snapples. A couple of napkins, maybe some potato salad or whatever's coming with it. Like something they can actually eat that's pretty easy. Again, it's a homeless guy, so he's going to be sitting there eating it out of a container.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't want to get him a bouillabaisse bass. Just get him something fucking... Get him something easy.
Get him a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, rotisserie chicken and no napkins and no fork. Make him just hold it with his fucking dirty garbage hand. Give himself dysentery.
What can you need that for?
Or get him a raw chicken. See how hungry he really is. Watch him get salmonella and you film content. Yeah, I would say just get him some good cooked food. So, or give him money, whatever you want.
Yeah, give him some dough.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with cigarettes. I mean, I don't know.
Cigarettes is good.
But, word. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care, man. No Thanks problem. A lot. Very fun, Sean. Thank you so much, man.
Dude, thank you.
Really, really loved having you on.
I'm glad.
And we need a catchphrase. This is what we do at the end of every show.
Oh, I just came up with one, actually.
What was your phrase again?
That's the Gardini guarantee.
That's the Gardini guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you say that's the Gardini guarantee? Because I love it.
Just when I'm absolutely sure of something.
Like, what would be any, like would you say that?
Or like, you could use it in jest. Like, maybe I'd say something like, this has been real, this has been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. And that's the Gardini guarantee. Something cute like that.
I've heard it with, this has been real, it's been nice, but it hasn't been real nice. But I like that. This has been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. And that's the Gardini guarantee. You got to stress the word.
It's got a nice ring to it, yeah.
It does.
And you could GG for short.
Yeah.
If you want to just, you know, you're typing shorthand. You go, hey, Sean, you want to do the podcast today? I'll go, yep, that's a GG.
I love it. See, I've never done well with that. I've always said it's an NP. Norton Promise. Just
that's good. I like that.
Well, yeah, in Norton, but I'm just saying that's the updated version I can say. Usually it's something, please. All right, the Gardini guarantee.
That's the Gardini guarantee. Dude, thank you. I'm a huge fan. This has been awesome.
Oh, you were very funny, Sean. Man. Thank you, man. You're really funny, and I appreciate you coming on. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over. It's time to go. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid. Good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.